Nice disco ball.
That's very kind of you, Wendy. Let's talk about CPR training. This is extremely important. This is something that many of us learn to do in high school, but then what happens is you don't keep up on it, and if there's an emergency, you're in trouble, and the person who needs your help is in trouble.
Although you have to want to help them, Bill.
I want to help. I want to help people.
Dr. Vincent Buffalino in the studio with us right now, medical director of Advocate Heart Institute. How are you today, Dr. Buffalino?
Great, thank you for having us. I appreciate being here.
Well, we were talking about it off the air, and we all learned how to do CPR. Mm-hmm. We took it in high school. There was Recessa Annie, who
exactly.
was very scary looking.
Is she still okay, Dr. Buffalino?
She's still good, actually. We're still using Annie to drive the training, absolutely.
Good. That's
Although
good
we
news.
Have a new portable one now that you can get for home that blows up and you can practice it at home. So it's the new Annie, a modern Annie.
All right, but she's missing a body. Are you aware of that? It's
head. It's a chest head thing, yes, exactly.
It saves money. Plus, if you see a blow-up girl at a lot of people's houses, people think the wrong thing. Yeah. So this is
There's
actually
some stories,
a blessing.
Yes.
Yep.
All right, we came in with the BG Stayin' Alive. What does that have to do with anything?
Well, you know, we changed the recommendations on doing CPR. CPR was a bit of a turnoff for many folks because it was mainly surrounding the whole blow in someone's mouth thing. Mm-hmm. It was something that really made it uncomfortable for folks to tackle that. The science evolved, and actually what they did was develop that, in fact, most of the benefit, in fact, almost all the benefit is from compression. So it's pressing firmly and quickly on the chest to be able to compress the heart, which basically squeezes the blood around it. It pushes the blood around, keeps the blood flowing.
So you're manually pumping the heart is what you're doing.
You're manually pumping the heart. That's exactly what you're doing. And what happened is we learned that it was actually to the tune of Stayin' Alive and that it was at a rate of about 100 beats a minute, 100 compressions a minute. And that's pretty fast if you do it.
It's very fast.
It's pretty quick. We used to do it 60 to 80 times a minute. And what they found is if you do it quicker and you do it firmly, in other words, you got to compress the chest 2 inches. And so that's quite an amount of compression. And so you got to do it fast and hard. And so we really teach people nowadays is you don't need to do anything. Call 911 and start CPR. Press as hard and as fast as you can until you wear out. I mean, and that's the game.
Your arms will burn out, and I'm sure you're going to sit there as you're pressing really hard going, I am going to break this poor person's ribs.
You know what? Break the ribs. It's okay. Because let me just say this to you. You can't hurt these folks. They're dead. It sounds bad, but that's in truth the thing. These folks are gone. They have no pulse. They have no blood pressure. They're gone. And you're their only chance. The only opportunity they have of coming back is because you intervened. And you intervened long enough for them to arrive with the equipment. These automatic defibrillators are these new gadgets that we have that basically come, hook up quickly, and shock the heart. And it can happen anywhere. I'll tell you my story. You know, a couple years ago, we had a cocktail party of my high school friends. We had been to Napa Valley on a bike tour and bought the wine and shipped it to my house to divide the spoils. And during the first glass of wine, one of my friends had a cardiac arrest living room. So a bit traumatic. Fortunately, there was a couple of CPR trained nurses there with me. We started CPR, and I'm an oddball. I have one of these AEDs in my trunk. So it took me 30 seconds to remember. My wife ran out and got it. We hooked him up, shocked his heart, and he was awake and talking before the paramedics got there. So,
and this was in place of CPR? Like if you have
this
CPR,
thing? Again, what are we doing in terms of converting the heart back? The heart is electrically in shock. So it's racing so fast that it doesn't effectively pump. So what we do with these defibrillators is basically give a jolt of electricity to shock the heart back into sync and let it kick back into its 1-2 rhythm. And that's the way we successfully resuscitate people. The story comes, I was saying before we got on, at the airport, we put in these automatic defibrillators. Now it's probably about 10 years ago now with the city and the Heart Association. And the survival from a cardiac arrest at O'Hare prior to that was 5%. Only 1 out of 20 did we save because, you know where the sea gates are at United. You imagine how long it takes to get a team of people out to someone who goes down. Now, once the defibrillators went in place, in the year after we put the defibrillators in, and again, every 200 feet, there's that red box and it says AED, automatic external defibrillator. Once we put them in place that first year, we saved 9 out of 11 cardiac arrests.
Unbelievable.
That's two of them done by guys who had never seen the device ever, took it off the wall, turned it on, talked them through it. Because they're totally automated,
yeah,
and they allow us there. And so CPR bridges the time from when someone goes down to when we're able to shock the heart back in sync.
We have a question for you. Dr. Vincent Buffalino, Medical Director of Advocate Heart Institute. We're going to have to ask you to put your headphones on, if you have some headphones there.
Yes.
The volume is where it's plugged in. And this is something we all really should know, so thank you for coming up to help us on this today. Is this Randy?
Yes, it is.
Did you have a question?
How are you?
We're good.
Yes, I do. Doctor, are they actually getting away from doing the CPR because when they're actually pushing on the chest, they're actually pushing the air out of the lung?
Yeah, actually, it doesn't seem to matter. The important thing is squeezing the blood volume from the heart to spread over the body. So even though you're pushing the lungs out, the critical piece is to have blood flow to the heart. So by compressing the chest, we're squeezing the heart, forcing the blood along, maintaining as much circulation as possible. And again, we don't have that oxygen. We understand that. But the truth is, by quickly compressing the chest, it sustains them long enough to be able to be around so that when we shock the heart, they come back. By just providing CPR, it actually increases the survival between 2 and 3 times as much as if you don't do CPR.
All right, wonderful. Thank you.
Sure.
Have you ever done CPR on anybody, Bill?
Not in real life, just like you know, in high school. Well, in high school, there was that, you know, as we mentioned, there was that...
Resusca Annie.
No, ours was a guy, and we were said... The step
Recessa
one,
Andy.
It was Recessa Andy, and they said step one is you ask the guy, they'd say, hey, buddy, are you okay? So when I had to go up for my final, I went, hey, buddy, are you okay? And I had him go, yeah, I'm fine. Don't leave, just leave me alone. So I said, sit down.
Did you pass that?
No, I failed. I had to go back and take a summer class. But
you never know where it's going to happen. I was at a family wedding this summer, and one of the distant cousins went down at the wedding, had a cardiac arrest at the wedding. My son, who's a cardiologist in training, he and I put him down, started CPR.
And saved his life.
You're a cardiologist. You're a cardiologist in training. A lot of people who are just at the wedding, I can only speak for myself. I would want to help, but I would be scared to help.
You know, everybody's scared to help, but I went over this before and just say one more time. Unfortunately, these folks are gone.
Yeah.
And their only chance is if you put that fear aside and jump right in.
Right.
The thing that people worry about is that I'm going to hurt them. The truth is you can't hurt them. They're gone. Even if you press too hard and break a couple ribs, so what? Those ribs
heal.
Better
than being dead.
This is all about being... did you make it or not?
Right.
And so, you know, my son actually broke his rib. He was pressing at his chest, and we were all glad that he broke his rib because he came back.
Sure. You
know? So we were just, you know, in the right place at the right time. But you shouldn't be scared of it because the truth is you can't hurt these folks.
All right. We are going to take a quick break. We have a lot of people that have questions. 312-981-7200. And I believe we are going to perform CPR.
Are we going to save
someone? Not on each other.
Let's save somebody.
We brought Annie today.
Is she here?
She's ready.
It'll be nice to see her again.
This is just half Annie.
Everything we do is.
Yeah.
All right. We'll take a quick break and then more CPR fun coming your way next. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
Oh, I get it. Shock the monkey or shock the person who needs to get their heart beating again.
Right.
And do Stayin' Alive by the Bee Gees. I'm going to get these mixed up. What about Shock the Monkey? Can I sing Shock the Monkey or not fast enough, is it?
You got to go fast.
Faster pacing, Wendy.
Dr. Vincent Buffalino in the studio, medical director of Advocate Heart Institute. We're talking about Stayin' Alive CPR training with Advocate Heart Institute. It's Friday the 26th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Advocate Center Bulls Practice Facility. It's the largest CPR training event in Chicagoland. We'd like you all to attend if you can. You can go to advocatehealth.com/stayinalive. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of questions. Someone said, where do you compress? And they had to hang up.
We compress on the lower end of the chest. So you want to find the end of the breastbone,
mm-hmm,
and put your hand just above that, mm-hmm, and lock your fingers together and press on the chest. So it is the palm of your hand It is the sort of the underneath your fingers.
Like the knuckle.
That knuckle area. That's the compressing part.
And not so, the heel of your hand.
No, it is there. And that really gives you the best compression.
I think they taught us heel of the hand, didn't they? Is that possible? Did they used to say lower on the hand, or was it always up where you just said?
It has been, you can use the heel of the hand, but it's a little more uncomfortable.
I find that
this is the ability to compress hard and fast.
All right.
All right, quick little question, and then, Bill, you're going to demonstrate CPR, and I can't believe you put a mint in your mouth to do mouth-to-mouth on a half-dummy.
I don't know who the half-dummy talks to after the show. I wanted to leave the half-dummy with a pleasant experience.
Hi, Larry.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good. Did you have a question or comment?
Yeah. As soon as I heard Dr. Buffalino, his name, I grew up in Naperville, so I knew his affiliation with Edward, which is a great place. But what you guys are saying is awesome. I'm in an AEMT in the Lake Geneva area, and you guys are preaching to the choir. But I was wondering if Dr. Buffalino had any comments on the Lucas device. I think it's a great, great thing, and it's saving lives.
And what is the Lucas device, Doctor?
So the Lucas device is an automatic CPR machine. It's a mechanical pump. You put it on the chest, and it basically acts like you would as the CPR person. So we use it in the hospital so we don't have to use up one more person pressing on the chest.
Yeah.
And so we let the Lucas device do the work, one. Two, it actually is better than we are because it presses hard enough and rhythmically fast enough. We set it at 100, it's 100. We set it at X amount of compression, it gives it every time. So we get the best CPR. So we had a case recently where someone had a cardiac arrest in the hospital. We took him to the lab where we opened the artery up, and we put the Lucas device on, and it took us 20, 30 minutes to get in, get a wire into the artery, open up the blockage, and put a balloon and stent in there. And the Lucas device did it the whole time. And then we took it off, and the guy came back, his heart stabilized.
That's tremendous.
And went home a couple of days later. So,
good.
You know, it was... It works.
But that's not something you'd use at home. Larry, thank you for bringing that up. But there is something that you could use at home. Tell us about this little kit that I'm seeing in here.
Yes, the Heart Association has a kit called CPR Family and Friends. So this is about teaching your family and friends. So we take these into the schools and teach the kids. And it's basically a blow-up mannequin. It is
a
little mini Annie. And it allows, it gives you enough pressure to be able to feel what it's like to press 2 full inches and 100 times a minute.
It's not easy, is it?
It's very challenging, let's say it that way. That's why you need to practice. But in here is a little video, and in 22 minutes, we can teach you how to do CPR at home. We take these home, and we ask folks to train 2 other people.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a part of it. The kits are like $29, I think, and it's a cool way to teach people CPR.
$30. Listen to this. When you know someone who has just purchased their first house, get them this as a housewarming
gift.
That's
a great idea.
For $30, how great would that be? I'm going to get one. I want one in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Can you explain to Bill, and we're going to videotape this. You can see this at WGNradio.com. Can you explain to Bill what to do with this thing?
So, Bill, take your old CPR training skills out.
All right, I'm ready.
Stand up.
Right.
Do you want to move her over
the
there?
Mannequin.
Yeah.
She's looking into your eyes.
By the way, heart problems are the biggest concern for this person because you're looking at basically a half a head and a chest.
Can I ask a really, and I'm not being funny here. This is I don't know if it's a man or a woman, but there are no boobs. So what if you have a very busty woman? Isn't it going to be harder to get in there?
More people would probably want to save that person.
Oh.
Yeah, there you go. When folks are laying flat, actually the breasts seem to go off to the side typically.
Unless they're implants. Someone told me that's how you can tell. What if you pop an implant? Still better pop an implant than be dead.
Yep.
All right. Just curious.
Papa Implant was my rapper name, by the way.
Shut up. You make a joke of this.
I'm just saying. All right. So what do I need to do?
Left hand on the chest.
Right.
Left.
And your
left hand.
He said right.
Your fingers on top of your left hand to
lock
give
it
you
in.
Lock it together.
Lock and lock.
And and begin. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's it. Great compression. You're pushing fast. You're pushing hard. You want to come down a little bit, a little lower on the chest. There
like
you
this.
Go. There, and you feel you feel how tough it is. And we're going to wear Bill out. He's going to not going to last more than a few minutes because it just shows you how difficult it is in that just doing it this hard and this fast. So, but it is a skill that you can learn. Very good.
All right, so how long does he have to keep this up till authorities arrive?
Until I show up with an AED. That automatic defibrillator is how we're going to shock his heart back in the state.
You cannot put the pointer finger up while
That's what they did in the movie, though.
Good.
That's why Andy Gibb is dead.
Congratulations, and she's waking up.
She's fine now. Well, oh, she's fantastic.
Did she wake up? Her mouth is open.
She's very happy.
So, all right, that takes a lot out of you. Come on, you're in good shape, but you're working up a sweat.
For 5 or 10 minutes.
Hard to do by yourself, and that's why you're hoping other people are there. So you can trade off. So you want to just quickly switch. And what you want to do is do it as continuous as possible.
Sure.
For as long as possible till the 911 crew arrives. And, you know, the response time typically is, you know, excellent. Most of the time, you know, within 5 to 8 minutes, you have a crew at the site of the call.
So not just when they regain consciousness, but when there are when there's somebody who's trained there, that's when you want to stop.
Well, if they regain consciousness and start moving around,
then it's okay to stop.
Congratulations.
Because they're going to punch you if you keep doing it.
At some point, I'll get
likelihood punched. Is not that. The likelihood is you're going to have to wait for the 911
crew.
Yeah,
I would think. Okay.
Okay, and an honest-to-goodness question here. Bill is much stronger than I am, and I'll be honest with you, women have weaker upper body strength. So it really does take a lot. What if I feel I can't do it hard enough? Is it still worth trying?
You know, any CPR is better than no CPR. So, you know, you can't do bad CPR. Now, can you do it better over time? Sure. But the truth is, you know, start out easy and begin and use it. Don't go as long as you can, Wendy. Give it a shot.
You can do this. Someone's life is at stake. It's Gwen Stefani. Are we still going to do it? No, you can't punch her in the head. You have to give her a heart massage for heaven's
sake. I'm not doing it. A little lower?
Yeah, lower.
Go ahead. The bottom.
So like in between the nipples?
There you go, right there.
Oh, so I'm supposed to hear that?
Yeah. Always carry this on your iPod. Have a Bee Gees selection.
I would be burnt out. I could keep going, I guess. And if you're looking at this person, your adrenaline is up.
Your adrenaline's up. You'd be surprised. You rise to the occasion. Most people do.
But the pacing is about twice a second, right?
It's about twice a second. You're going to be 100 to 120 beats a minute. So, you know, it's a fair amount of compression, but you can do it.
Yeah.
And the point is that, again, you can't hurt these folks.
Oh, wait. No, she's dead.
This is her chance.
Wendy just handed me that. She's killed her. But also, there's got to be some adrenaline going through you when you realize what's at stake here.
Right?
Did you pass out?
Should I CPR you?
Limeade.
I think you will rise to the occasion. Absolutely.
All right. So how do we find out more about the Advocate Heart Institute, Stand Alive, CPR training? It is the largest CPR training event in Chicagoland. It's happening Friday the 26th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Website for that?
Website is www.advocatehealth.com/stayingalive. Benny the Bull and I will be there to host you. And so we're looking forward to you showing up, and we'll get you trained.
And how do we get one of those, what is it called from the American Heart Association, that little at-home friends and family?
CPR Family and Friends.
How weird would it be you black out?
Call the American Heart Association at 312-346-4675.
What if you blacked out and then you come to and it's Benny the Bull over you just pumping on you?
That'd be weird. Ronnie Woo Woo.
Yeah, that's a good point. It is better. Dr. Buffalino, thank you so much.
We really appreciate you
being here.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
A quick break, some news, and then more show. It's Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder on WGN.